In the earlier lectures, we discussed about salary. What is salary? What are the items of salary? What are the items which can be treated as a part of salary? What are allowances? What is HRA? What is children education allowance, traveling allowance, etc., etc.? Over and above, we had also seen the perquisites and the respective deductions under salary. Today, dear friends, I am going to assimilate all the components with the help of a practical problem as to if the problem is given to you in respect of salary, how you would compute the taxable salary in respect of a person. Now here we will make a practical problem and we will discuss about the problem. We will solve it. Right? Wonderful. Now problem on computation of salary income. Let us assume Mr. A is employed with a company and furnishes the following particulars about his salary for previous year 2011-2012. Now the basic salary is rupees 30,000 per month. He also receives dearness allowance. Dearness allowance is nothing but the amount given to the employee to meet the rising cost of his living. So dearness allowance is say rupees 10,000 per month. He also gets bonus, that is 1 month's basic salary. So bonus is 1 month's basic salary, which is again 30,000. This is per annum. He also gets, what do you call it, HRA, house rent allowance of rupees 15,000 per month. He takes a house on rent and the rent paid for the house is rupees 14,000 per month. He also gets children education allowance of rupees 4,000 per month. He also gets PF from the employer to the extent of say 80,000 per annum. Employer's contribution to the PF is rupees 80,000 per annum. So students, you please write down these things. Can I go ahead? So let us rub it. Now his own contribution, PF, self contribution. Earlier PF was contributed to the extent of 80,000 rupees by the employer. Now his own contribution is also rupees 80,000 per month. Over and above, he gets traveling allowance, which is rupees 5,000 per month. He also gets transport allowance of rupees 8,000 per month. I already told you the difference between traveling allowance and transport allowance. Traveling allowance is given to the employee if he performs his duty out of the stations, that is, out of his workplace. And transport allowance is given to the employee for going to office and home to office. Now, he also gets the transport allowance of rupees 8,000 per month. Over and above, he gets uniform allowance of rupees 3,000 per month for maintenance of the uniform, and 60% of uniform allowance is spent for maintenance of the uniform. Maintenance of the uniform. So these are the things: PF self contribution 80,000 per month, traveling allowance 5,000, transport allowance 8,000 per month, uniform allowance 3,000 per month, out of which he uses 60% of this uniform allowance for maintenance of his uniform. Now let us move further. Over and above, he gets medical expenses reimbursed by his employer. He was not well. Say he had a heart attack and he had to undergo a bypass surgery in a hospital, and the hospital is not maintained by the government. Neither the hospital is maintained or owned by the employer, but the treatment in respect of his heart ailment is carried out in a private hospital, and the cost of treatment is rupees 5 lakhs. So he also gets medical expenses reimbursed by his employer rupees 5 lakhs. Earlier I told you that his employer contributes rupees 80,000 in his PF account per annum. By mistake, I also told you that he himself contributes rupees 80,000 per month in his PF account, which is wrong. Actually, he also contributes rupees 80,000 not per annum, but per annum from his side in his PF contribution. As far as rent for the house is concerned, we discuss how much he receives the rent from the employer, HRA, and how much rent is being paid by him to the landlord. Let us assume the house is in Mumbai. So these are the clarifications. As far as children education allowance is concerned, let us assume he has got two children. You know very well, dear friends, that in children education allowance, not more than two children shall be given the benefit. So these are the three clarifications I wanted to tell you. One is PF contributed by himself is rupees 80,000 per annum. Second clarification, the house is in Mumbai. And the third clarification, he has not more than two children, for which he is getting children education allowance. We also saw the medical expenses are rupees 5 lakhs for his treatment in a private hospital. Apart from this, he also gets leave travel allowance, LTA, leave travel allowance. You know what is leave travel allowance? Leave travel allowance is nothing but the amount received from the employer for his personal tour in India, the cost of the tour. But in leave travel allowance, the entire amount received from the employer, which is actually incurred as the fare charges, actual fare charges, not any other charges. So LTA is exempt completely in respect of the actual fare charges given by his employer for the personal tour within India under section 10 subsection 5. So LTA he gets, and the actual expenditure on LTA is rupees 20,000, which was reimbursed by his employer. Next point is here that he also receives gift from employer. He was given a wristwatch, and the cost of the wristwatch was rupees 8,000. On his birthday, the employer gave a wristwatch on the birthday of the employee, and the cost of the wristwatch is rupees 8,000. Next point, he used a music system which was belonging to the employer, but he used it, and the cost of the music system is rupees 1 lakh, actual cost. His employer has given him a music system not to be owned by him, but to be used by the employee, and after the use of the music system, he would return it back to the employer. So music system is, the cost of is rupees 1 lakh to the employer. Now, apart from this, he was also given interest-free loan of rupees 5 lakhs. The person was given interest-free loan of rupees 5 lakhs. That is, he demanded loan, he requested loan from his employer, and his employer provided him loan, not an advance salary, but a loan. There's a difference between advance salary and the loan. The moment it is advance salary, it shall be fully taxable, but loan is not taxable. However, interest-free loan is rupees 5 lakhs. Entire loan amount shall not be taxable, but the hypothetical interest, the interest charged by the SBI rate, that will be the benchmark, and that rate will be calculated hypothetically, and that hypothetical interest shall be treated as a perquisite. Once it is a perquisite, under section 17 subsection 1, it shall also be taxable as salary. So he was given interest-free loan of rupees 5 lakhs from the employer. Over and above, he was given commission. He got salary. He got bonus. He got DA. He also gets commission of 1% per annum on the total sales of rupees, total sales of, let us assume, commission of rupees, what do you call it, 1 lakh. So total sales of rupees 1 lakh sales, he gets the commission of 1% on the commission. Now his employer deducted professional tax. You know professional tax. Professional tax is deductible. It's a tax by the state government, and every employer has to deduct the professional tax, and the maximum amount of professional tax cannot exceed rupees 2,500 per annum. So professional tax was deducted by the employer rupees 2,500 rupees per annum. So professional tax is given, paid by the employer, but it is recovered from the salary of the employee. No lunch is free. Over and above, let us assume that his employer has paid in life insurance policy, personal life insurance policy of the employee. The life insurance premium was paid by the employer on the personal life insurance policy taken by the employer of rupees 5,000 per month. Now, the employee, these are the things related to the employer. The employee from his money, from his account, took LIP, life insurance premium, over and above this 5,000, for rupees 70,000. He contributed in life insurance premium. He also contributed in mediclaim policy, you know, Mediclaim policy. The policy is taken out for the medical treatment, and the cost of medical treatment is paid by the third party insurance companies. So Mediclaim policy he took out for 15,000 for himself, for his spouse, for his children, for his parents also he can take out. But if the parents are senior, the maximum amount shall be allowed to the extent of rupees 20,000. That we will see later on in some of the lectures. So these are the details. With the help of these details, we have to compute the total taxable salary of this person, Mr. A. Let us contribute, what do you call it, let us calculate the total taxable salary with these particulars. It is very simple. Now, we will write here, computation of taxable salary of Mr. A for which previous year? 2010-2011. For which assessment year? If previous year is 2010-2011, assessment is always succeeding to the previous year. So the assessment year will be, assessment year always follows previous year. Assessment year always follows previous year. The assessment year will be 2011-2012. Assessment year is a tax year. Previous year is an income year. In assessment year, we pay the tax in this period for the income earned in the prior year. That's why it is called as previous year. Now, having explained to you, this is his salary income. So we should write here, salary income or income from salary. Now what is the basic salary? The basic salary is rupees 30,000 per month into 12, which comes to rupees 3,60,000 total salary. Now, even if he does not receive the 3 months salary, suppose he receives only 9 months salary, then also he will have to pay tax on the entire 30,000 rupees salary for 12 months, because for 3 months salary, it will be treated as accrued salary, and salary is taxable, as you know very well, under section 15 of the income tax on receipt or accrual basis, whichever is earlier. Is that clear? So this is how, even if he has worked for 12 months, but he has received salary for 9 months, suppose, then also he has to pay tax on 3,60,000. So here we assume that salary is fully received. So 30,000 into 12, total yearly salary is 3,60,000. Now apart from this, he also receives dearness allowance. His dearness allowance is rupees 10,000 per month. So 10,000 into 12 will be 1,20,000 be treated as a part of salary for dearness allowance. Dearness allowance is also taxable as salary. Apart from this, he also receives, you know, we have seen, he also receives commission. So commission, now I am not going in the order. He also received commission. And his total commission was rupees, what do you call it, on 1 lakh, it was 10%, 1% commission. So on 1 lakh it is 1%, so commission 1% on rupees 1 lakh. So which comes to rupees, what do you call it, 1% commission on rupees 1 lakh, rupees 1000 is the commission. Now, apart from this, he also receives HRA, house rent allowance. We have assumed that his house, which has been taken by him on rent, is in Mumbai. Now, what is the calculation? we have to calculate the exemption in respect of HRA. That is, we have to calculate the exemption portion, exemption of HRA. Entire HRA is not taxable. There is an exemption under section 10, subsection 13A. The exemption I am calculating here, exemption portion of HRA, exemption of HRA, I am calculating under section 10, subsection 13A of the income tax act. Actual HRA received, how much actual HRA he has been receiving? He has received 15,000 rupees actual HRA, that is 1,80,000 rupees he is receiving yearly HRA, or rent paid minus 10% of salary. Now what is rent paid? He pays rent of rupees 14,000 per month in respect of the house. So if the rent paid is 14,000 per month, that means it will be rent paid is 14,000 per month. So rent paid is 14,000 per month. So it will be 1,68,000 is the rent paid. Now 10% of salary. Now what are the items which will be treated as a part of salary? Salary will include, for the purposes of calculation of HRA, salary will include basic salary, dearness allowance plus commission. So 3,60,000 plus 1,20,000 is 4,80,000 plus 1,000. So 4,81,000. 10% of 4,81,000 is 48,100. So 1,68,000 minus 1,68,000 minus 48,100 is equal to 1,19,900. Have you understood 48,100? Again I am telling you, we have to calculate, this is the first option, or second, rent paid. Rent paid is 14,000 into 12. Now minus 10% of salary, for the purposes of HRA, salary means basic plus DA plus commission. Here we can also assume that the DA is entirely forming part of the retirement benefit. So basic plus DA plus commission. So basic plus basic is 3,60,000 plus DA is 4 lakh, DA is 1,20,000 plus commission is 1,000. Total is 4,81,000. 10% of 4,81,000 is 48,100. 1,68,000 minus 48,100 is 1,19,900 is the second equation. Or the house is in Mumbai, Kolkata. If the house is in Mumbai, Kolkata, Delhi, Chennai, then it is 50% of the salary. Now what is my salary? The same thing, 4,81,000 is my salary. So 50% of 4,81,000 will be my salary. So 50% of 4,81,000 is 2,40,500. So we have got three limits. Limit number A, 1,80,000 or 1,19,900 or 2,40,500, out of which is the lowest? The lowest limit is 1,19,900. So this amount is exempt under section 10.13A. Now if 1,19,900 is exempt, what is taxable? HRA received is 1,80,000 minus 1,19,900 is exempt. So the taxable portion is what you call it, 60,100. So 60,100 is my taxable salary. Have you understood the concept of HRA?